For more than 6 months, workers at Ground Zero have been retrieving the remains of victims of September 11th. They have also been retrieving the artifacts of their lives and the lost possessions of many of the living. Over that time, the New York Police Department's Support Services Bureau has returned 1,000 of what they call vouchers, a single object or several objects that can be linked to one individual. Bill Flynn runs the bureau.
We have right now 400 pieces of jewelry. One of them, for example, is a gold wedding band that is engraved Love Debbie. And obviously that belongs to someone, and we're confident that at some point we're going to be able to return that to the family.
What are some other things that you're finding and trying to return to families?
Well, it's run the gamut. We have found tens of millions of dollars that belong to the Bank of America, and that was all put into bags and eventually returned to the Bank of America, beepers and cell phones. We've got literally boxes of cards and corporate identification of photographs, just photographs in general.
And apart from the millions of dollars in cash that were down there, any other particularly strange inquiry or find that you've made underneath the World Trade Center?
You know, I asked that question to some of the detectives the other day, and the irony of it is a building's collapsed, and then they'll find, a piece of porcelain, fully intact. They'll find a watch that's still ticking. We've got everything from a Timex watch to Rolex watches. Some of them stopped at the hour of the attack, and others are still ticking. I mean, these all things resonate with the people that are finding them.
How would you describe the reactions of families to their dealings with the police department and with your office about these things?
You know, this is a major issue, and it's something that I know the families feel very strongly about. I have a personal friend and a colleague who had a family member killed in a World Trade Center. And we were able to find a wallet that belonged to this gentleman and to return it to his widow. And my friend and colleague came to me and he said, "You cannot believe how appreciative that was, how much it meant to her. It just means so much to people. There is such an emotional tie to this event that anything we can do to return property that belonged to anybody is very, very deeply appreciated."
And a wallet isn't even the most sentimental object you can imagine. The wedding band that you have, I'm sure, would be extremely important to someone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you had communication from family and friends of people who died on September 11th asking you, have you found this ring or have you found a watch like this? Are they bringing those requests to you?
We've actually had letters with people drawing a ring or brooch or earrings, describing for us items that they're looking for, and they're going out of their way to describe for us, precious items that they're trying to identify and get returned.
Is there some level of object deemed so trivial, a supermarket discount card loose from any wallet, some piece of paper, anything of that sort that is considered realistically not worth bringing back and doing a voucher for?
No, anything that we can identify, that we can tie to an individual, we will make efforts to return. Whether it's a grocery card, whether it's a photo ID card, a library card, if we can identify and tie this to an individual, we're going to make every effort we can to return that.
Well, Mr. Flynn, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome, Robert. Thank you.
Bill Flynn is the executive director of the Support Services Bureau of the New York City Police Department. He spoke to us from New York City.